Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Elder Talk Radio. For those new to the show, these presentations are brought to you by the first priest of the Krillian tradition, Most Reverend Donald Lewis, the first elder, Sir Edward Correll, and myself, giving you three different perspectives on a single subject. And we are so grateful you are enjoying these shows. So let's get started. All right, so the next subject is imagination. So before I start, let's open this up with a question. Why did deity give us the ability to imagine? So let's let that just hang there for a while. So many children live in a secret life filled with dragons, mermaids, fairies, mountains made of cake and cotton candy clouds, lemonade, streams with every type of unusual toy. The animals beckon, saying, "Come play with me." The trees singing, "Come be with me." All the planets are a quick ride to visit for the day, where purple rivers travel upstream in the most unusual way. Or walking home from school, you can enter another dimension, another time. That has yet to happen, just by walking through the mist before you, experiencing another culture, living an entire life within a single minute. Now, do not forget those supposedly inanimate objects by day came alive by night. Or trying as you may, no matter how fast you ran, the full moon followed you home, followed you no matter where you ran. Then, as each child grows, well-meaning adults, directly and indirectly, not all adults, diminish your secret visions, saying such things as, "You are not really speaking to the neighbor girl who passed last week. Trees don't sing. That squirrel is not communicating with you." Some may say, "That can never happen. It's just your imagination." So as each day passes, it is made perfectly clear many things are not real here because they are just your imagination, diminishing day by day the very skill that creates the worlds and makes the world a better place, the very thing that created you, imagination. Goddess created you through love and her imagination, and gave the same skill to you. So you, turn, are able to create your life and belief systems, well, really through belief systems. Each time when folks questioned your imagination, you felt in your heart's core something is wrong. This does not feel right, because it's not. So you secretly make an arrangement with your precious skill, knowing it is more real than anything physical, knowing it was given to you to create, given to you as a promise to the world. Then, little by little, growing a little older over the years, the skies open, and something whispers in your ear. It is the other way around. Those diminishing statements that have been trying to hide your sight is not stronger than your imagination. Where do you think from which every single thing made by humans came? Every song, every dance, every machine, every old philosophy. I say old philosophy because new philosophies are being developed by us at this very moment. Yes, new concepts, or concepts that some folks would say that could never happen, or that will take hundreds of years to happen, are happening or forming this moment. All things live and are currently being designed right now, all in different stages of completeness, many complete and waiting for a single person to make a platform or enough space for it on this planet so it can arrive. There are more things, experiences, and concepts in our imagination or the astral than there are here on this planet. One may ask, how can I pull this idea into physical reality? I think you already know what I'm going to say. Fully reclaim your power, which is your imagination. Take it off the shelf in the attic, dust it off, and use it as a powerful tool, because that is what it is. Your imagination is a vehicle that takes you everywhere. It is a time traveler that takes you to any time, backwards or forwards. It is a recorder that remembers everything. Yes, your every thought. Your imagination opens the window to all dimensions inside you. Your imagination is the ultimate host, introducing you to anyone in human, animal, or plant history. Your imagination rolls back the veil, so you may be introduced to your spirit guides or visited by your beloved ancestors. Nothing on earth or in the skies arrived through anything but imagination. Everything comes through your imagination, including problem solving and new concepts and processes. Now let me put this another way. Have you ever had an invention or a new approach or a new song swirling around in your mind, and it was you who took the task of marginalizing your imagination? And all the while, deep inside your core, you knew the very thing you were ignoring was the very thing that was trying to help you all your life. So no more ignoring your imagination. Fully embrace it. Celebrate your deity-given imagination. Get back on. Well, that horse, and ride it into your now. love it back into its fullness, your fullness. Talk about a soul retrieval. This is, let's call it, an imagination retrieval. So the next time a small child says, "Why, I've been here before," I say, "Yes, yes, you have. How wonderful." You see, even though we are all going through hardship in varying degrees right now, it's time to write. It's time to dance, to draw, or make music, or garden. It's time to build your invention, you, or new process. And best of all, you are now in the company of a wonderful imaginative inventor, a conscious being deliberately creating you. Now, Ganesh, the god and symbol of human intellect and imaginations, it is you who moves the mind, not the other way around. Imagination and thought are both roads. It is you who travels to your destination. The most valuable skill is imagination, for your imagination is informing you through feelings, which is your guidance system, your inner guidance system, that once it was your promise, and now you are the promise. Every promise given becomes you. Now you are a walking, living promise. Now that you know this, what will you do to heal and celebrate the human race, taking care of Mother Gaia? Why did deity give us the ability to imagine? Now you know the answer. Now, I'm going to read two excellent quotations from Albert Einstein related to imagination. The first, imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination is the language of the soul. Pay attention to your imagination, and you will discover all you need to be fulfilled. And the second quote from Albert Einstein, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Isn't that good? So, until next time, blessed be. This has been Reverend Stephanie Neal.
Our love weaves a tapestry, eternal forever. was a tree fallen moon, the time of the winter queen. But through the wind and snow and rain, know that a part of me remains. Holly stands evergreen.